On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy sunny Wednesday. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your reminders if you forget. And if you do, you can always go back and check us out on social media. We're going to talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah.
What's up, Michelle?
All kinds of things. All great things.
Got a smile on your face. It's sunny out. You get to ride the Vespa.
I know.
Not be
beautiful.
Slipping and sliding around on the...
It's still pretty cold, but I've got, you know, my face mask and all those things, so that's good.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I can get some bike rides in.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes.
My guest with me today likes a bike ride, too.
Cool.
Yeah, but we don't want to tear up Annadel, so we got to let it dry out a little bit.
Right. A little muddy right now.
Yeah, we don't ever admit to riding in the mud at Annadel because we don't want to get in trouble.
No.
It's been pretty nice out, so hopefully that puts smiles on people's faces and also helps stimulate some real estate and lending activity. You need some. Once we get out of the sort of rainy mode, things start to stimulate around here in our local economy. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, it's easier then to show your home, and people are past the holidays, so they're getting ready to, you know, make a move if they need to.
Yeah. Well,
all those things happen.
Speaking of holidays, so to speak, the
you're not going to bring this up.
I am. I have to. So I went to the holiday party. For Amaturo Sonoma Media Group in January. And it's interesting how quiet the social media lines are on that. Not very many pics posted.
We didn't post a lot.
No, I really want to show a picture of my wife and Dano from Froggy 92.9 singing it.
Oh my gosh, they were great.
Tin roof. Rusted. So there's a karaoke. We had a karaoke evening that was really fun there.
It was
a
competition.
Yes.
Well, okay, here's the hard thing, is that Daniel, the morning show producer here on KSRO, his hidden talent...
will shock you.
He is so good at karaoke. Like, the first time he did it, maybe 3 years ago or so, everyone just, like, their jaws dropped. People were jumping up and screaming.
I heard he dropped the mic.
It was incredible. It was so good. And so now when we have the competition, it's like... well, Daniel's going to win.
My wife was really upset. She thought she had a good shot at it.
People were ready to vote for her, but you guys bailed early.
Because
you had to take care of the dog.
Take care of the dog and the kids. Yes. The dog first, kids second.
Fun.
Well, if you're new to listening to the show, we like to keep things focused on local happenings. And sometimes there's a mortgage slant to it, a lot less than what used to be.
Right.
But sometimes we have some really cool stuff that we like to talk about. And I brought in some friends of mine, Mark and Erica Altez. Well, they're real estate agents, but also Erica's got something. Sorry, Mark, it's way cooler than just real estate.
Totally.
Even just by name, it's called Whiskey and Lace. It's whiskeyandlaceblog.com, right, Erica?
Yep. Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to the show. And I guess this is actually your radio debut, but you have quite the following online. Tell our listeners about that.
I do. Mostly my following is on Instagram at Whiskey and Lace. And I have about 60,000 followers there. It's taken about 4 years to grow. But I really have a big audience of moms and, local people actually in the community who follow. And, it's just really taken off. It's a really relaxed environment that I, showcase for everybody.
Yeah. Well, it sounds fun. I feel like we should be drinking some whiskey right now.
That would be great. I mainly talk about wine, actually, so it's a little deceiving, but I love wine. I do Wine Wednesdays every Wednesday on my stories, and it's just become sort of a fun series for everybody to enjoy.
So what sort of was the catalyst to take something that probably was a small fun blog, I imagine, and just grow it into 60,000 followers? What was the catalyst for that? Were you just like, you know what, it's just growing and growing and we want to make this thing big? Or what was the effort
for?
Well,
to be honest, it was growing at a really quicker pace when the algorithm from Instagram was not in place. I was able to grow by thousands, every few days. It's really slowed down now that they've placed that algorithm. But so I gained a lot of followers during that time. But I also really started gaining traction when I was pregnant with my daughter last year. I just decided to stop being so curated and be more real and raw. And people are really resonating with it. I really touch on things that most influencers don't touch on, just to make sure that people feel like they're normal and that my life's not perfect. Mm-hmm. So it's really helped. And then I've also introduced our real estate business into into the blog, and people are really liking that as well. I do take a tour Tuesday where I go and I tour a home in Sonoma County that's for sale. It might be our listing. It might be a listing that's someone else's. And we've just really started to try to make it more relatable, you know, the whole real estate business in general.
So. I love that. It's a great connection between the technology and the way to communicate out to typically, I'd imagine, a younger audience. And that's a growing segment in the real estate marketplace. And of course, you've got the experience of doing both blog and real estate, but Mark brings a tremendous amount of background and experience in real estate and beyond in your engineering work, right?
Yeah, I've had my license, my real estate license since 2005, my general engineering license since 2012. It really just helps bring everything together for the client when you're working with them. Construction, the background there, just putting all the pieces to the puzzle together and really making the client feel and understand what they're getting into.
Yeah, and so it's a family business for you. Mm-hmm. I've seen that you guys are you're high tech and and you know you're younger adults than some of our peers in the real estate and lending world, and you're really bringing a connection there.
Yeah, we're really trying to tap into that millennial market.
Yeah.
Where are they? They're on social media, so you got to be there,
right.
And that's how you're going to find them, and that's how they're going to find maybe a house that they're looking for.
Yeah,
and the stats,
the stats are interesting. Millennials we're finding are really good at doing research. They're becoming comfortable with what they're almost like they're becoming a student of real estate or a student of lending if they decide they're going to go buy a house. They do a lot of work online. But then at the end of the day, when they're ready to engage, they're actually picking up the phone or they're sending an email and they're saying, hey, I want to actually meet with somebody that I can relate to. Are you finding that?
Yeah, and I think that they're really interested in working with people who have a different creative process, bringing something different to the table. I think real estate's been, for lack of a better term, a more stale industry.
Sure.
It's ready for some newness. And that's why when we joined Compass a couple months ago, it really felt like the right fit because they are on the forefront of, you know,
technology driven. And then we also, we're using Erica's blog to do lifestyle marketing with the listings that we're taking on these days. And I think that's something that no one else has really seen. I mean, you'll see it in the bigger markets, maybe San Diego, San Francisco, and we're trying to bring it up this way and just introduce something new to the marketplace.
If you just joined us, I have Erica and Mark Altez. They're both real estate agents and work with a company called Compass, which is a real estate company. But they also have a great blog that Erica runs and has been running for 4 years, whiskeyandlaceblog.com. You guys got to check it out. It's pretty cool.
It's beautiful. So I am curious. So how do you work lifestyle blogging into real estate?
For example, if you go to my blog, you can type in Soda Rock. You can just type in Soda Rock in the search search engine. And what you'll see that we did there, bottom right. So if you see there, you'll see that I invited a few like influencers to come to one of our listings. Mm-hmm. And we sort of showcased the listing in a lifestyle manner where we had, you know, us sitting on the couch enjoying coffee, us by the pool hanging out. And we took, you know, video and photography of that. And so putting people into your marketing to help sell your home actually really makes itself like it
gives people
itself
a feeling that they can connect with and they can actually then put themselves there, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
For instance, we have a listing up on Dry Creek that's going to be coming on probably in the next month and a half or so.
Okay.
50 acres. It's going to be in the 12 million range.
Producing vineyard, I'd imagine, with that kind of acreage.
Yes, okay. There's a vineyard up there as well. But we're actually going to do a lifestyle shoot for that and bring Erica in and probably some other bloggers and market it that way to get it out there.
So this is a key component, I think, Michelle, in answering your questions. I'm formulating all this too and putting it all together. Is marketing is such a big part of real estate, and I think that that's gotten lost on a lot of people simply because most agents rely on the MLS. I mean, a lot. Really, let's face it. So many agents used to really, they'd hire a photographer. You know, they bring the drone pilots out. They do all these things to try and grab attention. I'm seeing that less and less these days. I don't know why I'm seeing that less and less. And you know, I love this angle that you can bring. So is this a unique value proposition that you bring your sellers as you
100%.
Let them know?
Yeah, 100%. I think that you know, it's good to be in those places like Lands and Home magazine and those, you know, older style
traditional
of,
media.
Yeah, traditional media. But I also think that if you're trying to touch a younger demographic, where are they? They're on social media. So you have to be creative with how you're doing it and separate yourself. Mm-hmm. Even in our own marketing, our mailers that we send out, Mark and I are not necessarily just standing there in a picture. We're like out in Sonoma County doing something. Mm-hmm. It just makes us more relatable. At the end of the day, people want to feel like they can relate, especially to their real estate agent.
Yeah.
So we found that it's really working.
It's amazing. Thank you for that. It's amazing how that narrative really defines the trust that gets established between you and your clients. And I imagine that you then build relationships with them on a buyer's side as well. And then that's where some of your experience, not just as a real estate broker, but also as a engineer, comes into play, right? So you've got this marketing aspect, and then you have this technical aspect.
Yeah, correct. It works both ways with me and Erica. She brings a lot of people in. And then what I can do is when we get into someone that's looking at like a complex piece of property, they want to know, you know, hey, what can you put here? What kind of how big of a house can you put here? What kind of septic system? All the fun stuff, you know, that's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
On buying real estate.
Septic is totally not fun, man. I am listening to your words.
Yeah. I know, I heard
despite my A's, my eyes cruising all over the room here. I did hear you say that.
I think one of the things too that that is really important with social media and using it is that your insights are so at the tips of your fingers. Mm. I can show you on my Insta stories how many people saw it, how many people swiped up. So it's really great data that you can use and know what to do to make it better or if it's working. And whereas in a magazine, you just kind of put it out there to this you know, these thousands of people and really don't know your return.
Yeah, it's tough on traditional print. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what the salesperson tells you, the amount of impressions is just not measurable the same as it is when
exactly.
you see the metrics.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to jump into a commercial break. I want to give out some info for people that are tuning in. So people can find you online at winecountrycolbert.com. That's Colbert with a C. We're going to talk about your Colbert partnership, the Colbert Group with Peter Paul Colbert. But they can also call you at what number?
707-235-3249.
235-3249. That's going to get you right to Mark Altez, real estate agent extraordinaire. Erica is also a real estate agent. And what do you call yourself with the blog?
A digital influencer.
A digital influencer.
That's
I love
title.
It.
Great title. Very good.
Well, I call myself George Adair, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM, KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us. This is a special episode of Whiskey and Lace with your co-hosts, Mark and Eric Altez.
Poor Mark.
Aww. It's
so,
all good.
So does Mark wear the lace?
Easy. No, he's drinking the whiskey.
No, that's great. Well, you know, it's been a fun program just because we're kind of going on a tangent that connects real estate with technology with a younger audience. You were talking about some really phenomenal numbers that whiskeyandlaceblog.com get. Really, really interested in seeing how the metrics work after hearing or being on the radio show.
Yeah,
I'm wondering
if
we get like all 13 listeners, we'll actually tune in.
Be like, what? Let's take a look.
I feel like David versus the Goliath here with all these followers. Anyways, it's a fantastic website. Congratulations
on
your success.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But you know, let's also face reality. You're professionals in real estate, and that's probably what I would call your day job, and you know, not nearly as fun sometimes. But you guys are really well known in this marketplace, and you've recently made a change over to Compass, which is a real estate company that's started to come into the Sonoma County market strong. Tell us about Compass.
Yeah, Compass just felt like the right fit. It's just new. I kind of compare it. I was with Sotheby's before. You know, I compare it to like that old classic car that's amazing.
Yeah.
Sotheby's was an
great
amazing
reputation.
Company. Compass is like that new Ferrari that, you know, everybody just wants to take a ride in.
Sure.
You know?
Totally.
So that's kind of why we jumped over. We actually we partnered up with Peter Colbert at Sotheby's. We just really hit it off. He's an amazing agent, has a great experience and background, and the fit just was right for us to jump over with him.
Yeah, yeah, and he's embraced this technology, this blog as a major lifestyle.
Yeah, he understood the vision for sure.
Yeah,
so he and you know really wanted to take us on and have him help you know bring his brand to that.
That's
level.
Tremendous. It's really unique. And even Michelle here is doing a lot of oohs and ahs.
I know. It's amazing. I was looking during the break and the idea of having, you know, these photos from a beautiful home and then having all of this sort of, it's like a narrative, as you said, like a story of seeing people actually living in it or enjoying it.
You're humanizing the entire process.
Yeah, it's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's better than looking at 20 stagnant photos
yeah,
that just
totally.
Kind of scroll through,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
It's great. So we have thousands of real estate agents. Michelle, we talk about this all the time. Thousands of real estate agents in this marketplace. But no one's doing this.
No.
Kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
So you guys, you both work in real estate, and you have a couple of listings as well. I love to give my guests opportunities to talk about their listings. I feel like this media is a nice way to put a narrative. So tell us about this one in Monterio. It actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is it's a really cool house. It's listed at 879, three bedroom, two bath. It's right on the golf course there at Northwoods Golf Course, and it's just a really very chic mid-century modern home.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend if you're interested in that area to come take a look.
And what's it listed at again?
It's at 879.
Okay, and so if people want to schedule a time with you, what number should they call to reach you?
707-235-3249.
Right, so 235-3249 or go to winecountrycolbert.com. We touched on it, the Dry Creek listing. It's going to be probably an amazing listing when it goes and hits the wires, so to speak. That's going to be around the $12 million price range, you said?
Yeah, 12 to 13, somewhere in there. We still haven't nailed it down yet, but it's an absolutely, me and Eric always say it's probably the best listing that we've seen in Sonoma County in a while.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it has like Mayakama golf course grounds on it. It has views of all of Dry Creek Valley. The home is very homey, even though it's very big.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's gorgeous.
Wow, that's great. And when you get into these types of properties, you can encounter a lot of unique property issues. You can encounter trouble with financing it. It's very difficult to finance a $12 million property, especially if it has 50 acres of production producing grapes. And sometimes you can parcel those out if they have unique APNs, but difficult all around. Tell us how you approach a listing like this, what sort of questions you ask, and from a buyer's perspective, what sort of unique inspections people do.
You know, you got to cover everything. So you'll do obviously your home inspection, but you do your septic inspection. You have a well inspection. This property is, or other properties like it. There's also things like the Z overlay that inhibit exactly what you can do with the property. So we're looking into that on this property as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just having that experience, having someone that's been in the industry for, you know, a while that can understand it.
Yeah, and if they're producing grapes, it turns into an agricultural property, which also opens up challenges, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different things. You definitely want to get a vineyard manager in there. You want to have them look at the grapes. You can also perhaps get some interesting financing with that situation, mm-hmm. too.
Yep.
So it's really just crucial that you have the experience there.
So in marketing a property like this, it's typically not put into a usual open house scenario from 1 to 4 on Sundays, right?
No.
You're going to get a lot of looky-loos, and you might end up with a few missing, you know, fixtures on the way out. So let's face it. So how do you show a property like this?
Obviously, it's by appointment only. You usually verify assets before someone comes in and takes a look at this property. You don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
And just really basically kind of comb the person over or the individual or the entity, whoever's looking at the property before you get them up there.
Gotcha. And so is this one that you plan to feature?
Yes. I've already kind of featured it a little bit on my personal stories, but we're going to be doing next week a entire lifestyle shoot for a video shoot where we'll be kind of acting in a sense, you know, pretending like this was our home and, you know, coming in and cooking in the kitchen and laying by the pool and again, just really
or hoping.
I would love to buy this property. But, yeah, you know,
amazing to buy this property.
So those are fun to do, but it requires a lot more work than you'd think to what goes into it. But,
sure.
You know, but then we'll put that out in the market and we'll use it as far as marketing goes. And people will just hopefully feel like, oh, like interested in watching, you know, it can become so boring.
Let's face it. You're putting this out on the World Wide Web, mm-hmm. Which, of course, reaches an audience much further than the local magazine or mm-hmm. the local searches that people mm-hmm. do. So do you get people, say, from across the country going, we'd actually be interested in moving into Sonoma County? Do they inquire is my question.
Personally, on my platform, not so much. Uh-huh. I even told Peter when we came on, I'm not saying that I'm going to sell a $12 million home on Instagram. But what it does do is just give you brand awareness, and it markets you as agents doing something different. You know, but you do never know who people know on social media. I could have a follower who is related to Bill Gates, for all I know, that may say, hey, Bill, we have this $12 million property that I just saw on Instagram. Are you interested? You just don't know. It's just, you know, so.
I think it's fair to assume that you do, right?
Yeah.
And so you're leveraging the power of this voice, this unique platform that you've created with your real estate skills and experience and a great company in Compass. I mean, they've really come in and made a splash here in Sonoma County. I think it's great. I'd like to talk a little bit about the market with you, Mark. What are we seeing right now, median home prices and stats? What kind of stats did you bring for our listeners?
So basically quarter four, 2018, Sonoma, we're at 639,000, mm. Napa, 705,000, and Marin is, 1.3. And the crazy thing is, I mean, we've still gone up. All of these markets have gone up over 5% in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Inventory is still extremely low. We only have 2.5 months in both Napa and Sonoma markets.
Wow, that fell because we actually had more months in the summer.
Yeah, 2 months ago, it was actually even high.
Yeah.
I mean, it was up in the threes.
Yeah.
So now it's dropping back down. Hopefully, obviously, you know, come April, March, we see the influx go up on that. And then the days on market, 72 for Sonoma, 78 for Napa. Pretty standard.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty standard. And interest rates have come back down, which I think is helping people from an affordability perspective. They're kind of looking at it going, well, I might be able to increase my buying power a little bit. Yeah, it's interesting that you say home prices went up year over year because we definitely had a blip of increase over the summer. But when you look at, say, Q4 of 17 to Q4 of 18, there's actually an average decrease.
Yeah, they're coming back down now. Little cool off period. You know, obviously we had the fires and we had a crazy influx from when that happened. Mm-hmm. So now we're coming off that high and hopefully we get back to a new normal.
Yeah. What about people leaving the market? Are you starting to see is that accelerating? Is that consistent? I mean, there's a lot of migration out of Sonoma County due to affordability.
I feel like it's definitely accelerating with where the median home price is and what people can afford. There's just a lack of homes right now. Santa Rosa is trying to do a lot to help get bigger projects up and going, opening, you know, standards up and, and letting kind of the developers come in. Hopefully that increases and can get better over the next year or so.
Seems like they're trying. And then, of course, a lot of people left because of the fires. They put their houses on the market, or I'm sorry, they put their lots on the market. Other investors are coming in and building houses on those lots. That's going to add to the inventory numbers. Probably going to help keep things soft for a while.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to take another year or two for those inventory, you know, for those houses to turn over and be built. And hopefully that will help.
Yeah. We definitely need it. Housing definitely continues to be a problem around here. And it's something we talk about regularly on the show. Well, hey, it's really been great having you both
on
the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great. Well, we had a lot of fun with you folks. Go check out whiskeyandlaceblog.com. And then also, if you get a chance, give them a call at 707-235-3249 to talk about listing or buying real estate with both Mark and Erica Altez of Compass Real Estate. I'm getting the hook. I'm out of here. Be good. Kiss your kids. We'll see you.